So, friends, here we are in a brand new year, 2024. How the heck did we get here? And it is the ongoing nature of all that is. My talk title for today is Visioning Forward a New Name, the Whitestone Experience. And so you will have noticed on your chairs that those of you who are here in the room, you have a white stone from Hebron. Those of you at home can take a piece of paper and have it ready for later in the service as we participate in this wonderful experience. And as we enter into a new year, it's important to take time apart to kind of reassess, is it not? To look at the past, the year, and what worked well, to begin to recognize perhaps patterns of thinking that you're ready to release, knowing that they don't serve you, or angers or hurts or things that we have held on to, cultural beliefs, so many things. As we look back, we can see with greater clarity what is the truth that we want to follow forward into and what we want to let go of. So great thanks. Well, first of all, while I was gone, great thanks to Timothy Simpson, who did a wonderful service platforming for us. And thank you so much to Chrissy and to Sue Ellen for having 2 weeks ago done the burning bowl. Normally, we would have done the white stone ceremony last week, but we wanted to do that in person. So thank you for that. And for those of you who participated either in person, I could see the look on Chrissy's face. I know what that feels like as people come forward willing to let go, to release things that maybe have carried for a long time. And I was so touched by that. I'm always touched by it. And I'm touched by these processes, these actual experiences that we participate in that make a difference. Because we live in our heads a lot, don't you? I do. Do you live in your head? Yeah, sure. We're human. And yet we're also spiritually divine. We're designed in the image and likeness of all that is. And we sometimes forget that because we're so busy in our outer world and in these appearances that just our human intellect sees. And it's wonderful at the beginning of a new year, having gone through the process of taking an assessment of our lives, recognizing who we want to become more of and what we want to let go of and release. And then to move choicefully in that positive direction that supports us in a new way. And the thing that happens is when we go into a process of releasing, we create space, don't we? We create space. In scripture from Romans 7:6, it says, "But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit." And if we were to take a look at that metaphysically and what that message is to us, when we're released from the law, we're released from the egoic personal mind thinking that only sees with limited belief systems. We are released from that when we choicefully let that go, when we die to that which holds us captive, so that we can serve in the new way of spirit, so we can connect to something different. Lao Tse, most of you know, as an ancient Greek philosopher, and many of you have heard this, but I always like the reminder. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be, friends. How many of us hang on to that which is familiar and continue to hang on to it, even though we kind of don't like it, and even though it doesn't really serve us well, but it's what's familiar. And so we just hang on tenaciously until there is something that moves us in spirit that invites us to express and to be different than we have been. Joseph Campbell, who is a professor of literature at University of Cambridge, said, "We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned." How many of you have planned your life? Yeah, it's going to go like this and go like this. "We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us, friends. The old skin has to be shed before the new one can come." Now, this isn't saying, well, don't plan and don't look forward. What it's inviting us into is recognizing the difference between the belief systems, the cultures that have taught us certain ways of being, our friends, our family, our teachers, that have taught us certain ways of being that we hang on to, as erroneous as they may be. And it's inviting us to shed that old skin in order to experience our world differently, to experience it from our soul rather than from our mental processes. And so this service today about the white stone is an invitation for us to begin moving forward, because once we have released old patterns, old thoughts, grudges we've carried around, angers at people, once we begin to dismantle, to recognize what has kept that in place and are willing to let it go, we open a space. And what are we going to do with that? There's a tendency to, oh, well, go for it. It's always been this way. It's going to stay that way. Willy-nilly. That's an old term, isn't it? That came to me yesterday. I have no idea why, but I had to say it because it's so fun. Say, my life is often a little bit willy-nilly, right? Yeah. And recognizing we have the presence and the power to be the authors of our life. This is what metaphysics and truth teachings bring to us, an awareness that we are not at the effect of everything outside of us. We have choicefulness, friends. We have choicefulness of the ideas and the thoughts that we draw from infinite substance, from that larger mind of God or the larger mind of spirit, the larger presence and heart. And it is up to us to be the captain of our own ship, to author our own lives. And so as we're moving into this new year, it's important to be conscious of the directions we now choose to go in. Malcolm Gladwell, who was a Canadian journalist, he was an author, he was an international speaker. He says, the visionary starts with a clean sheet of paper and reimagines the world. How many of us have a clean sheet of paper? And yet, friends, our heads want to do a whole lot with that of like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get rid of all that old stuff I carry around. Okay. But we have a choice to, in this moment, envision that clean sheet of paper in front of us and to reimagine, recreate the world. Rosabeth Moss Kantner, she was co-founder of Harvard University, and she was also the chair and the director of the Advanced Leadership Initiative. And she says, a vision is not just a picture of what could be. It is an appeal to our better selves, a call to become something more. See, friends, in our minds and from this, the place where we see limitation and frustration and lack and all the stuff oftentimes in our outer world, from that black and white place of the mind, it's difficult to lay hold of that which we want to pull into creation that we don't see yet. It's pretty hard to step off that cliff. I love, Indiana Jones? I don't remember which one of the series it was, and you know, he threw that sand across, you know, all of a sudden he realized there didn't seem like there was any way to get the other side, right? Does it seem like that in life? Oh my gosh, yeah, I can't give up who I am. Can't give up how I've always done things. You know, I'm stuck in something. There's no way. And yet it is that infinite creativity in the mind of all that is inherent in each one of us, friends, that allows us to go, oh, I know it's there. Pew, there's some sand. Okay, that lets me know. I see it. As Indiana Jones did, and he walked across. And so in this time of consciously focusing on our new direction into a new year, we've created space. Now we are going to fill that with a conscious intention. It is how we draw forth and manifest that which has not been. And we bring it into expression in our world as we allow ourselves to embrace and to hold these wonderful dreams. In scripture from Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are his workmanship. We are designed with that infinite capacity and ability. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them," friends. It doesn't just say sit and think about them, does it? That's one of the fifth principle of unity, truth principles, and not just unities, but all truth principles, is to put into action that which we know, to draw it into manifestation. And in scripture from Romans 12, 2a, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds," friends. In other words, be willing to let go of what the outer world images continue to project to us because of past patterns, things we've been taught, the things we hang on to. Be willing to let that go in order to see differently, to hear differently. Like John's song was talking about, listening, not with our human physical ears, but with the ears of our heart, mind, soul, being. So this wonderful service that in Unity we participate in, many places participate in, called the White Stone, it's our opportunity, having released and taken a look and reassessed from the past, having released and created space, what will be the guiding focus, the guiding theme for us in moving forward into our new year? The White Stone Ceremony is an ancient ritual, and it's regarding new beginnings. And it, in the day of Jesus, when a person was released from prison, they were given a white stone to represent that they were free and to represent their new start. And in scripture, in Revelations, it says, Revelations 2:17, "He who has an ear, let him hear what Spirit says. To him who overcomes, to him who releases, lets go of all that they're continuing to hang on to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." Wow, friends. What an amazing symbolic experience for us each to participate in, because it makes it more a part of us when we physically write a new name on our white stone. And it invites us to recognize this is bringing us forth into freedom. And it's a stone that we can look at throughout the year that inspires us in new directions, different from how we have been in the past, calling us forward. The White Stone experience is visioning your new design and the forward expression of your greater soul being. Visioning your new design and the forward expression of your greater soul being. This isn't something that anyone else says to you. This is the truth of your inner beingness, your inner wisdom and intelligence and connection to the flow of infinite spirit that draws you into a brand new beingness, a soul beingness. So today we will participate in this experience. In a moment I will invite you, I'm not quite yet, but I will invite you to be willing to listen differently. Because in a few moments as we go into a time of quiet meditation, as human beings, there's a tendency to shift into the mind to access this wonderful new direction. And we go according to practicalities, don't we? We have a thought of, oh, I want to travel. And it's like, well, that's not practical. Well, no, I can't do that. I don't know how. And yet we have no idea what the word travel might mean. It might mean to travel across your backyard and discover things, plants, we don't know. And so this is an opportunity to set aside the ways that our minds limit us in listening to that creative, vast, infinite voice within us that would draw our new name, our new word, our new intention forth. Charles Fillmore, one of the founders, along with his wife Myrtle Fillmore, wrote in 12 Powers, the founders of Unity, sorry, and he wrote in his book, The 12 Powers of Man. He said, "We find there is in man a knowing capacity transcending intellectual knowledge. One should give attention to this whispering of spirit in man. It is not of the intellect and does not originate in the skull." Now, of course, he wrote this 150 years ago, so some of the terminology we can recognize. But it doesn't originate in our intellect. It is the development in man of a greater capacity to know his true self. Wow. And so, friends, that's what this experience will be in just a few moments, of trusting in that voice that speaks, in listening differently, in allowing the experience to move through you, and recognizing that oftentimes a word will come forth. I don't know about you, but I go, oh, not that one. Oh, no, no, give me another. Oh, maybe this one. Oh, no, you know. And so to just allow yourself to be present in a way different than usual. In scriptures from Proverbs 1:5, it says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance," friends. And that's what we'll be doing, listening differently. And from Psalms 143:8b, "Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul." And so, friends, I will invite us in just a moment to move into a time of quietness, a time of prayer. One thing that helps me is to breathe not just into the chest region, which is where we normally breathe, but any of you who do yoga or other kinds of healing breathing know to breathe all the way down into the gut, into the solar plexus, into the diaphragm. Mahatma Gandhi says, "In the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clearer light, and what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness." And Robert Fritz, who is an author, a management consultant, he's a filmmaker, he says, "If you limit your choices only to what seems possible or reasonable, you disconnect yourself from what you truly want, and all that is left is a compromise." So as we participate now in this time of discerning for ourselves that new name, that one word, or maybe it's two words for you, that your soul is whispering, that the voice of God is drawing forth from you, for those of you who are at home, If you would have a piece of paper, those of you here in the room, you have, as I said, your white stone on the chair. These are white stones from Hebron. And they represent that moment of freedom that opens us entirely to breathe into spirit, to hear the inspiration of that focused consciousness into this new year. So I'll invite you to breathe, to relax, to let go. Oh, and if you notice thoughts that are kind of running around and through your head, just embrace them. They're part of who we are. They're part of our humanness. And yet notice as you breathe, when you shift from the chest and the head breathing into the breath of the diaphragm of the soul, and you will feel it differently. You will experience a sense of allness, a sense of oneness. And just allow yourself to float gently, to be immersed in this infinite field of creativity. There are no right or wrong answers, no right or wrong words. There is only the freedom to draw forth that greatest creative impulse that is a part of your soul direction, that is a part for each of us of our own unfolding into who we are becoming and what is next. And so we breathe and we relax, we gently float, and we are open in spirit to that word, that name, that intention, that vision. You may hear it as a gentle whisper. You may feel it as an experience or an expression within your heart being. You may see a picture. And as it embraces you, I invite you to embrace it. And as you are ready to write it upon your white stone, your piece of paper, and just breathe it into your soul. This is the voice of infinite spirit mingled together with our own soul beingness, our own path forward, conscious visioning into 2024. So as you are ready, write that upon your white stone. Beloved presence of all that is, of infinite creativity and possibility, of every horizon, of every upliftment, of every accomplishment. Beloved spirit, we trust. We fall back into, we step forward into. We open ourselves and allow the truth of our nature to shine forth. And we give thanks for this experience, for this opportunity, and for this new name of freedom that calls us into a different expression of being. For this we are grateful. We pray this forward and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, infinite allness. And so it is. Amen. And so hold your stones, your pieces of paper close in your hearts, in your soul. Allow it to guide you forward. It doesn't mean that usually what I find for myself is that it takes a few steps and to kind of get going and to see how it unfolds in the year to come. Napoleon Hill, famous self-help author, he was popular in the mid or early 1900s. It's so funny because I'm a person of the 1900s, so it still seems funny to say the 1900s like it's a part of major history from way back when. I went, wait, what is that? I'm like, okay. My mom actually read Think and Grow Rich. Many of you are still familiar with it. It's one of the all-time best-selling books. He says, cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. So carry this forth. And for those of you who were not able to be here today, or those of you at home, I'm glad that you have your pieces of paper. For those of you who are not able to be here today and may come next week when we do write the letter to God self, there will be white stones here so that you can either have that experience for yourself or take one home and have that experience at another time.